Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. You can always reach us on Facebook at Barbecue Shop Talk, or you can go directly to our website at BarbecueShopTalk.com. You can call in tonight at 347-202-0263. Tonight's edition, we're going to have a South Carolina Barbecue Association special show tonight. We have some folks calling in, some cooks, and I think Lake High is going to be calling in here tonight as well. I want to go ahead and mention our sponsors. First off, Pirate 50 Art and Trophies, Dale Wilson up in North Carolina has done signs for me and Tim, and just does a ton of them and a ton of trophies. I'd encourage you to get in touch with him. If you're in and around South Carolina or really throughout the Southeast and need some IT work done, whether it's hardware, software, web design, IT integrations, he does all our stuff, has done five websites for me, and the guy is absolutely amazing. Alex Hay with IT Integrations. Restaurant of the week is True Barbecue over in West Columbia, Casey area, where they actually have the pit in front of the store. They pull it in every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning, start cooking right in the parking lot. You need to go by and just smell the smoke and see the show. True Barbecue, go over and say hello to Milton there. And we're going to start into our show here pretty quick. Tim, you got any opening words for us?
No, looking at the calendar coming up in the SCBA, we talked a little bit about it last time. Said farewell to 2012. Looking at 2013, got a Marshalls meeting January 19th. It's going to be at the Maurice's Barbecue, so any Marshalls who are listening tonight, make sure you're checking your event tabs on the SCBA website. February 2nd, Judges Seminar. I actually will be going down there, so look forward to folks who and our listeners who want to become new SCBA judges. Please check out the SCBA tab, become a member, and then make sure you email Lake High. He'll send you out some information on the judges seminar. February 2nd, it's going to be at the St. John's Methodist Church in Aiken, South Carolina. So folks in that part of the state, keep your eyes and ears open for that coming to you. Be a good chance to get out there and become an SCBA judge. And cook teams, looks like the first contest is going to be the band's Brews and Barbecue in Port Royal, South Carolina, February 22nd through the 23rd. And I know they got their registration applications already up, so never too early to start sending in those apps or kind of contacting the event organizers and giving them a heads up. So that's a quick look at the calendar. Back to Mark.
We have a call in now. Phone number 5259. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Jeff from Smoking Stacks.
Hey, Jeff, it's good to have you call in here tonight. I think Tim is going to start talking with you right away about your finish in the SCBA this past season.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Jeff, always good to talk to you guys. Folks, this is Jeff with Smoking Stacks. He and his teammate Larry have wrapped up an unbelievable and very, very tight race this year in 2012 in the NBA, and they come in a respectable third place, beating out a multitude of teams for that honor. So it's always great to talk to you guys. Jeff, just want to send a congratulations out to you and your team from the folks here at the Barbecue Shop Talk, and maybe if you could tell us a little bit about them, kind of recap the season for us and let us know what it means to you to finish so high in the state rankings this year.
Well, thank you. It has been a very long season. we started out in Port Royal last year, and we've done a top 10 there, and it just kind of went on from there. It wasn't my intentions to start out to even be in the points race. We were going to cook last year and just have a good time, and we got tied up in the points race, and that turned into I think 29 cook-offs for the year. It was a long year, but it come down to the last cook-off in Conway. Our team and Jack Leg come up and got within striking distance of us right at the last. And we beat him out in Conway, and we had a good cook there and had a second place there. And that kind of tied up for the third place overall for the year. You know, this year we went to Las Vegas. We cooked at the World Food Championship. We've done a fourth in pork out there, which I thought was very well. And we won multiple events in South Carolina this year. I think we probably won more number one first places in pork than any other team in the state this year. Our problem is either we're winning or we crash and burn. There's no happy median in between there.
Yeah, I've definitely been there myself. And folks, if you're tuning in, we're talking with Jeff Smith, Smoking Stacks. And not only have these folks just blown folks away in the pork category in the SCBA this year, but they finished top three in the NBA, went to Las Vegas, and finished fourth in the country in pork there. So just an unbelievable year for you guys. And I've had the opportunity to cook beside you and Larry several times this past season, and just love the fellowship that we all share. Now, are you going to be hitting it as hard as you did in 2013 as you did in 2012, or are we going to see another run for the NBA next year?
Well, it's kind of going to depend. We're going to start out in Port Royal and just kind of see how it goes. I want to do a few more of the KCBS events this year and just kind of branch out doing some of these multiple meat contests. You know, we intended on doing that last year, but once we got into the points race, we couldn't. You know, we had to keep cooking the South Carolina events. And I think with the way that the points race will be done in 2013, that's going to give a lot of teams some more options to cook in some different sanctioning events that they want to do. And so hopefully we're going to be able to cook some of these Georgia KCBS events. I would love to get over there and get in the draw to go to the Jack. That's one of my goals, is to go cook at the Jack. So, you know, we're going to kind of work towards that this year some, and we'll just kind of see how it goes in South Carolina and KCBS. We're going to go wherever we're doing the best, I think.
Well, I know I look forward to seeing you out of the contest on the SCBA circuit, and it's bad news for the folks at the KCBS and for folks at the Jack if you make it, I tell you, because you will certainly be a formidable foe out there. Now, I'm going to be down in Aiken February 2nd attending the SCBA judges seminar. Are you going to be out there doing anything, or are we going to be at the judges seminar?
I may be there. My buddy Dwayne from Buckwheat, he's doing the catering for the lunch. I may be there helping him. But it's, you know, I may be around. I'm not going to take the judging seminar. I've done that one time before already. But, you know, I may be around to see who's going to be there, meet some folks, and, you know, see some old friends that I hadn't seen in a couple months. I said that at the end of the season I was tired and I was ready for a break, but, you know, here in the last week I've been on the website starting, you know, already gearing up, looking to see where we're going for next year.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Well, it's always great to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling in. A huge congratulations to your third-place finish in the NBA, as well as your unbelievable fourth-place finish in the national contest out in Las Vegas. Thanks for taking time to call us, and we want to wish you and your crew a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you out there in 2013.
Yeah, y'all too have a good holidays, and we'll see y'all in Port Royal.
Okay, buddy. Thanks so much for calling in.
Right.
Good night.
Hey, we're going to kick it off next with the second-place finishing team here this past year in SCBA, Up in Smoke. He has been second, I think, the past 2 years. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, we've actually looked up and come in second for the last 3 years in a row, matter of fact.
Oh, three. So that was a three-peat, but, yeah, you're a consistent cooker if you finish in third or second 3 years in a row with this group of cookers and everything.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I ring some of the sentiments that Jeff just said as well. I mean, it was a long season. It's a fun hobby to have, but it's painful at times. It can get stretched out. You know, have a blast doing it and enjoy doing it. But, you know, sometimes on them Saturday afternoons riding home, you kind of question what in the world are you doing.
Especially if you didn't go home with a check and a trophy, right?
That's right. That makes that ride home even that much longer if there's no check or trophy in your hand. So.
Yeah, there's been a number of times we're on the way home on a Saturday afternoon. I looked at Dana and said, we'll never do this again. I can tell you.
I've said that a few times.
So how, Jeff said they had cooked in 29 events last year. How many did you end up cooking in?
I think for competition-wise, I think we ended the season on 24 events. That's half of the year we spent our weekends in somebody's parking lot, back alley, or driveway cooking barbecue.
Yeah, occasionally we're accosted by the homeless too, I heard. So.
Every now and again have a few homeless come by. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Hey, ask you something here. Is anybody else on your team? I know your wife cooks with you, but team members, you know, it's one thing. You have folks come from time to time to help out, and you like to always mention those guys and all too.
Yeah, most of it is my wife. I mean, it's her and myself. We are the main two members of it, and I count on her a lot for a lot of the efforts on Saturday morning. She's pretty much the final say-so on the box when it goes out the door. And it's some events we lucked up, and I get my sister in there, Denise, and her husband, Gene. They've come in at a couple events, and you know, when you serve in public on Friday night or Saturday morning, it's always nice to have an extra helping hand. But for the most part of it, it's just being my wife, Sherry.
Well, there you go. It gives you an opportunity to have some fun with your wife and a good time with her. So you're not leaving her at home. I'm sure she appreciates that, even if it is a little bit of hard work. So
If you ask her at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's not fun time. It's serious time.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, I've seen her in a line a time or two. She didn't recognize who I was. She was so focused on getting in line or where she wanted to get in line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I agree with that. Now, everybody's alluded to having a lot of fun out there throughout the year. You got a funny story that you'd like to tell and you can tell on the air?
I don't know. You kind of caught me off guard there. With 24 events and cooking with this crew that we cook against and cook with, you know, we've had some good times with Tim cooking beside us. Of course, there's a character running around the SCBA right now called Jack Leg out of Charleston or somewhere down in the lower parts. He's always a trip to be around. And, you know, it's always a good organization to cook against your friends and your buddies. We're all competitive and we all want to win, but we all want to help each other out. So. It's a real good group to be a part of.
Yeah. Hey, you got any advice if there's any new teams that maybe hasn't cooked in SCBA that is thinking about it next year or maybe just starting up a team or something? You got any advice?
It's fun. Sometimes it's painful, but it is fun. It's a group of folks that you'll never forget that will be there to help you to do anything you need. My biggest thing would be go to a competition and hang around with some teams, you know, bum around with them and listen to them and just see their setup, see what they've done, how we've stumped our toes. You know, when me and my wife started into it, we just dove straight in. So we made a lot of mistakes. And my biggest advice would be if you're going to start a team, go to a competition and just hang around with some teams and just see what happens.
Yeah, I think one of the things that helped us so much getting started, well, there's been a number of folks out there who's helped us, but getting started going through the SCBA as a judge and cooking with different teams and all, I singled out a couple of good teams, and, you know, this guy's great in ribs, and I cooked with him and cooked with somebody in pork, and, you know, you learn a lot like that before you go make an investment and say, hey, you know, you have an opportunity to do that two or three times. You may say, I don't want to do this at all. I'll just sit at the judge's table, but, you know, that's some good advice to get them to hang out there. That's certainly an opportunity to do that if you're going through a SCBA judges class. And,
I would most definitely recommend signing up, do the judges seminar, do the novice tables, cook with a team or two, and after that, if you still want to do a team, you'll be head and shoulder above what I was when I started and what a lot of teams was when we started. It's a great opportunity to see the insides of the operation, what the judges are looking for. And, I mean, it give you a leg up. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. You know, I was a little surprised when we helped out a little bit, and we did dishes, and we served the public and stuff like that. But you learn a lot because I was surprised that the teams that we helped, you know, they'd tell us whatever. We were there. You know, I thought they'd say, hey, why don't you go around the corner here and look for me a board stretcher or something, you know, whatever, and try to get rid of us for a few minutes so we didn't pick up some secrets. But I'm going to tell you what, I cooked with Russ Cornett and learned how to do ribs really well because he's always been a good rib cooker and still is, and I learned a lot from him at One Cook there, and he showed me some techniques. It would have been hard to figure out on my own, or it had taken me a while, like you said. So.
Right. And, you know, this year we've had probably eight or nine judges cook with us throughout the year, and every one of them has left on Saturday after awards going, wow, they had no clue to what we go through Friday night and Saturday morning. They were amazed.
I think it makes them better judges, too, because they realize what kind of hard work, time, effort you put into it, and that's one good thing for judges to actually be a part of that, learn something. It makes you a lot more respectful of the teams as a judge. I know it helped me out a lot as I was judging. So.
And Mark,
I think there's a special class coming up. The guys at the Barbecue Shop Talk may have a calendar coming out, and it's going to be a class that is totally focused on how to create your own competition barbecue team, and it's going to cover everything from all the DHEC regulations to the equipment needed to the categories to the turn-ins, the time, the stuff you need to take, the stuff you don't, how to choose a team, what to do when you win, what to do when you don't. So I'd keep my eye on that website and on Facebook at barbecueshoptalk.com for that class coming up, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I think there's a sauce and rub company that's going to sponsor them in their first couple events, too.
So that's what I hear. If you come to the class, yeah, you might get sponsored on your first few events and have your rubs and sauces taken care of.
Yeah, it could be a good thing. So stay tuned to Barbecue Shop Talk there.
Yeah.
Think of the self-promotion there, right?
That's right.
Hey, Brian, we don't have Lake on the line yet, and I know you're I guess it's called a cooker liaison, kind of with SCBA between the cooks and the board there and all. So you pretty much understand most of the new things that's coming up in SCBA, and the big thing is really, I guess it's a new point system in a way, but it's really going back to an older point system. And for our listeners that's not aware of that, could you kind of fill us in on all the details there?
Sure. Just to give everybody a quick recap, the system we've been under the last 3 or 4 years has been a sort of like a NASCAR point system. The top 10 finishers of the competition gets points. The first place team will get 20, and it counts down 2 points per spot. And if you're not committed and you're not cooking, 12 to 15 to 20 events, you're not going to have a chance. But even if you cook the 20 events, you've got to turn in good stuff week in and week out. And it kind of stretched some teams out and made a lot of us cook a lot of events. So a lot of cookers came to the board, to me, and we've discussed it now for 6 months, 8 months, pretty much all season. And with their input and the board's input, we were able to hammer some stuff out last week to change it back to the old system, that we are going to take the actual score of the box, and that will go toward your NBA points title at the end of the year. That will be, we will accumulate up 12 scores. We will take your top 12 scores, divide it by 12, and that's your NBA points winner for the year. So this year, you have to commit to cook 12 events, and you can cook 25, 30 events if you like, because the SCBA is going to have close to 40 events this year.
Wow.
You can replace some low scores if you fall and hit your head at Buford or Port Royal this February, and come in the 13s, then you can cook another one to wipe that 13 out. So right now it will take your top 12 scores, and that will decide the champion for this coming year.
I like the system. I know it's an older system. I'm sure Tim's got some remarks on this because he was the first one to win under that points championship style, I believe. So, Tim?
Yeah, that's the way it was when I won the first ever NBA award. We cooked like that all year, but back then we didn't have as many contests as we do now. And if I remember right, I think that was 05, 06. Where it was the top six contests, and that's what I did. I mean, I've had a few contests where I think I had 2 16s that year, and that would just really help me out. But then I had a few 13s, and so once I got my six scores, I could look back and say, okay, am I done? Am I satisfied with where I'm at, or do I want to go and try to knock out some of these low scores? And that's what I did. I just kind of focused on then trying to pick those scores up, and it really helped out too. But it still ended up close. And I liked it. Because it put you in control. You could either say, "Hey, this, I'm happy with where I'm at," or I can go and try to knock out some different low scores. And you kind of choose the contest that you want to do. So I liked it. Instead of having, to cook every single time to protect your leaders, and then I think it really it kind of puts the cook out there, because you're more responsible for, okay, I know what I need, I know what the judges are scoring, and you really got to force you to put out a superior product. You know, so I think it's going to really be tight again, but I think it's I like the system a lot better. I like the changes.
So far, it has been received well. So everything I've heard so far and seen on the website, it's been received well. And, you know, like you said, if you want to cook a lot in the spring, and if you can knock some 16s down, which there's only a few of you cats out there that's ever hit a 16, but if you can knock a few of them down in the spring, then you can kind of coast in the fall. But if you, you know, hit your head and stump your toe or whatever, you know, in the spring, then you've got the fall cook-offs that, you know, you can go all the way down to Conway, the last one in November, and try to wipe out a 14 if you have to, you know.
Yep,
so it does
exactly.
Put the cooker back in control. You know, he kind of controls his own destiny. I mean, you know, there's going to be some of us out there. Some of us are crazy. We're still going to cook 25 events no matter what. I mean, it's just because, you know, we're addicted to it, and
yeah.
We don't do nothing else, you know. But, you know, the ones that can only do 12 events, 14 events, they're going to stand just as much of a shot as I think Jack Legg cooked more events than anybody this year. And, you know, he come in fourth. But, you know, this coming year now, somebody could cook 12 and be right there in first, second, third. So it's going to open the field back up.
You know what? I think we still got Jeff on the line. Jeff, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you want to weigh in, give us your opinion about anything we've talked about here on the points and all?
Well, I think that it needed to be changed because it would be more fair for more cookers. There's not a lot of cookers that can go like we did and like Brian did and, you know, and keep it up week in, week out every year and, you know, every weekend. But my concern about the new point system is if you look back over the points for last year, at the beginning of the year, if you were scoring if you were hitting a 15, you were winning. Towards the middle to the end of the year, if you wasn't 15-6 or 15-7, you ain't in the top money. So I think that you know, with that point system, the judges need to be aware of that and kind of have more of a, you know, more of a consistent numbering, you know, of scores from week to week. I mean, you follow what I'm saying there?
Something kind of like a mean score for this is an average for the competition-style barbecue, and you base it on or above if you're at or above. I don't want to say average, but that's the first word pops in my head because obviously you guys are in a different league when you're cooking here as to most of the things you get. Now, you got some backyard guys that jump into some of these competitions are going to have lower scores, but most of you guys here, three of you for sure, are going to be up there where you should be. But you kind of have something to base it on to begin with. So.
It just needs to be more consistent from week to week. You know, and you can look back over the scores for last year and see what I'm talking about. If we would have been under this scoring system this past year, we would have had first place.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's my concern. We just want, you know, I think that there needs to be, when they go to the marshals meeting and the judges meeting, they say, look, you know, this is where we need to start with basic barbecue, whether it's, you know, 14 or whatever, go up or down from there, whatever. But, I mean, you can look back at the scores, and the longer the season went on, the higher the scores got.
Mm-hmm. So, Brian, Tim, any comments on either one?
No, I see what Jeff's saying, and I agree with him. I think the only perk that some of the teams need to realize also is I've seen contests on the same weekend where the winner in one part of the state may pull a 15-6, and win first, and then, you know, you'd be at another contest in a, you know, in a different part of the state, and you might have a 15-5 and come in fourth, you know.
Wow.
And so, you know, the only good part is that, you know, you still got the first place prize money if you're not getting the points, you know. If you guys, you know, but, you know, you're going to – I think it's going to have a lot more strategy to it, too. You know, I'll give out some secrets. You know, when I was doing it, I'd want to know who was cooking where. And I think, you know, that's the fun part is, you know – kind of figuring out, okay, well, you know, where do I traditionally do good? Where does my sauce really do good? In what part of the state, you know? Who's cooking where? And I don't know. It kind of seems more fun to me when you got that strategy put in there. It can add some stress to it, yeah. But if you remember, you know, and keep, you know, this in the back of your mind, that it's supposed to be for fun anyway and fellowship. And, you know, that's really the reason we're out there doing it. But I don't know. I kind of like the planning. I like the strategy to it and, you know, and stuff. So I think it's going to be really interesting in 2013 because I think we're going to have a whole lot more teams, too, breaking out because every year this sport gets more popular and popular in our state. My kids hate it when I call it a sport because I tell them I'm an athlete, and they laugh at me but because they all do high school athletes. But they said, barbecue's not a sport, but it is. And I think that a lot of folks are breaking out every year. So I'm really looking forward to what 2013 brings.
Right. You know, my strategy for this year needs to be in the upstate because all of my wins was in the upstate.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Brian, you got you weigh in on it?
Well, I mean, I hear what both of them are saying. And, you know, Tim's exactly right. You know, I love Lake City. Me and Sherry has went down there 2 years in a row and have come out winning down there with high scores. I mean, I think one was 15-8, one was a 15-6,
yeah.
I believe. And, you know, we would definitely go back to Lake City this coming year. There's no doubt about it.
We just had that parking thing ironed out first, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. But, you know, there's a few competitions that, you know, I hit my head on and I felt like I turned in good product, but the score just wasn't there. So, I mean, it'll be an exciting year to be able to sit down and then put a little studying into it and what went well, what didn't go well, which events, you know, do I stand my best chance at. And, you know, I think my buddy George with Can't Quit Smoking, you know, I'd like to say congratulations to him for 2 years in a row being a state champ. That's awesome, you know. I finished second for 2 years in a row. And but he really worked the program. He learned the program and understood what he needed to do. And, you know, Mark, your event at Smoke on the Water in Columbia, George was smart enough to sit there and say, oh, heck no, all the big hitters are going to Columbia. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it really paid off for him. I mean, I went to Columbia and I think I scored a 15-5, and I was like eighth or ninth place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the winner at Malden that same weekend was like 15-3. So,
mm-hmm.
It kind of you got to put a little thought behind it. You just can't, you know, throw the calendar out there and throw a dart at it and say, okay, I'm going here, going there, going here. You really got to think about which direction you're headed.
I don't know. Go ahead, Jeff.
One of my strategies this year, I knew that if we had a chance to be in second, any of the third, second, or first place, we were going to have to travel with Brian and George. The honest way you could beat them was catching. And that was my strategy. I mean, and Brian can tell you, you know, every time he looked up, Smoking Stacks is sitting there. And that's what I tried to do, was go to where Brian was at, and I tried to go where George was at.
And my
strategy was to try to beat those two, you know, score higher than they did.
Yeah, and that's where, like I said, you know, my good buddy George, that's probably where he was smarter than me and you both. You know, George says, well, heck, Jeff and Brian's going here. I'm going over yonder.
And that's exactly what he does. Me and him talked about it. And, I told him I didn't think that was right, but, you know, that's what he does.
You know, he's out there after the point, so you understand that. And but anyway, we were disappointed not to have him here because we had a big field coming up here in Columbia. It still was a great field, but it would have been nice to have all the top guys. So then you go out there, if you win here, you won against all the best in one location. And I think you get bragging rights for that. So
yeah, you,
well,
you do.
And when we do the schedule, when me and Sherry do the schedule, that's what we're looking at. I mean, I want to cook against the best. I mean, if I'm not putting any team down, but, you know, if I go down here to York, South Carolina, and cook against six teams this is their first competition, I win a little trophy and a little check. I mean, what kind of bragging rights is that? Yeah, I got 20 points, but I'd rather come to Columbia down there, you know, and beat Smokestacks and beat No Pig Left Behind and beat the Big GQ and, you know, beat the Backwood Guy and all of these craps and Jack Legs and all of them. That's where, you know, when I can compete against JT's barbecue and can walk away in front of him, I walk out with my chest bowed up.
Yeah. And then, you know, we get used to traveling with each other. We're looking forward to seeing each other every weekend, too.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
true, because if I have to travel with Brian because Brian has half my supplies in his trailer. It's like every time I need a pan or need some paprika or something, you know, I got to go over there to Brian. So I got to make sure I got some extra pans or something this year.
Hey,
and that's what makes the sport so fun is it is such camaraderie, and you know, me and Sherry have talked about it numerous times that we've been doing this for about 5 years now, and we have met teams and been to cities in or towns in South Carolina that we would never know even existed if it wasn't
That's
for
true.
The
yeah. That's true.
And for that, we're thankful for all the people that we've met. You know.
I think me and Larry figured the other day that including the trip to Vegas, we traveled 10,000 miles this year cooking barbecue.
Wow.
I feel like I went 10,000.
Yeah.
And we can go back to one thing on the points there, Brian. I'll tell you, back when I was judging, I haven't judged in a couple of years, and all I enjoy helping put some events together. But we were judging. It was actually a kind of an average for barbecue. And we tried to make that known to all the judges and everything at the judges' meeting and the table captains. Table captain a lot. We'd reiterate that and talk it over after we judged and everything, kind of see where everybody was at. And the score stayed pretty consistent, you know. And if somebody had a score that was really way out there, we asked them to explain it. And I think if that's one of the things that through the judges' training, table captain, and meetings right before cooking and all, they can kind of watch that and kind of keep that in control so you don't have an event where you win them with 16, another one you win it for 15. And they keep that kind of consistent. I think that'll work. And that's a simple process of just communication at each cooking event and throughout the SCBA. And you used to do a pretty good job of it, and I know they're capable of doing it now. So that might help you out, Jeff, and just in the kind of way they do it in the judges section out there.
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, they just got to keep in mind that, you know, that this year that the point system is riding on that, and if they can keep that in check and kind of even across the board from weekend to weekend, I think it's going to be a great system.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing positive about that is with 12 events, that we never cooked over more than 4 events a year, just simply because in the last few years, because you have to cook a lot of events to try to shoot for the top 10 or top 5. So we've just elected to go do a few for fun and all, but if it's 10 or 12 events or something like that, I think there's teams, we probably still wouldn't do it, but there's teams out there that say, you know, I'll go cook 12 times to take a shot and see what we can do.
Yeah.
But there's teams that won't go cook 20. So I think it's going to be good for the SCBA from that standpoint as well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, and that's one of the statements that I tried to communicate on the web page or the message board was, you know, you got to have a minimum number of events to really be claimed the state champ. Anybody can go out there any given day and knock down a high score in an event. I mean, we all can turn in awesome barbecue, and one or two events does not crown a state champ, in my opinion. And that's why, you know, we kind of set the number at the average of 12 scores that, you know, even though you turn in awesome barbecue today, you got to do it a few more times before you're crowned state champ.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, guys, it's always fun to talk to all of you. Our time's about up for the day. We need to continue this conversation in a few weeks or something, or especially after the first of the year. And appreciate all of you calling in, Jeff and Brian. And thanks for your insight and input. And I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And I think it's just about time for me and Tim to sign off here tonight. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I do. Fastest half hour in barbecue. Turned into a barbecue round table tonight. So good show, and we'll see everybody next Thursday.
Good night, guys, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Same to you.